Arthur the Lazy Ant. Arthur Ant was feeling specially cheerful one morning as he waved his friends off to work. Arthur was not fond of work. But today was different. All he had to do was guard the nest, do a little housework, and cook the evening meal.
"The housework can wait," he chuckled. "Who wants to be indoors on a day like this? I'm gonna read me comic in the sunshine."
Cecil Cricket was in and out of the nest in a trice.
"Just what I need," he smirked. "Me own television."
Arthur was still deep in his comic when Horace Housefly sneaked in and helped himself to the nest radio. By the time Morris Moth turned up, Arthur was asleep.
"This is too easy,"
chuckled Morris, scurrying off with a camera. The robberies went on until about midday, Arthur woke up feeling hungry.
"What I need now is a nice thick leaf sandwich. Then I'll start the housework."
But inside the nest, he got the shock of his life.
"Oh no! We've been burgled! I must get everything back before the others come home," he stuttered,
and he set off at great speed, even though he'd not a clue where to start looking. Arthur searched high and low, until at last he spotted Cecil Cricket dozing in front of the stolen television set. When he was sure the cricket was asleep, Arthur crept out, picked up the television, and sneaked off as quickly as he could. It was hard work carrying such a big object, even for an ant, and Arthur was getting very tired. So at the top of a steep hill, he stopped for a rest.
"This is hopeless," he mumbled. "I'll never get it all back in time."
Then he heard music nearby. Climbing up into a tree, Arthur could see Horace Housefly dancing round and round the stolen radio, singing along at the top of his voice. After a while, the fly stopped dancing, hid the radio under some moss, and went off to find something tasty to eat. Arthur darted down, grabbed the radio, and set off once again. On and on he struggled with his awkward load, through dark woods, along stony paths, across slimy ponds, searching everywhere for the other bits and pieces. Suddenly, he heard a loud clicking noise. Sneaking up, he saw Morris Moth bent over the stolen camera, taking pictures of a very elegant butterfly friend in a fur coat. As Arthur watched, the moth walked over to the butterfly and began to show her the pose he wanted for the next photograph. "This is me big chance," thought Arthur. He crept out from his hiding place, grabbed the camera, and was gone in a flash. It was late in the afternoon when Arthur finally found the last of the stolen goods. He was very hot and quite exhausted as he struggled back to the nest. But there was still more work to do there, and he hadn't got much time left. First, he had to clean up the mess the burglars left. Then there were the broken pots and pans to mend. And finally, he had to cook the meal and lay the table. On the stroke of 6 o'clock, the other ants returned. He had made it just in time. His friends tucked happily into their meal, unaware that anything unusual had happened that day. But poor Arthur was too tired even to think about food.
"Aren't you coming to the grasshopper's party tonight?" asked the others.
No, I'm not feeling very well," he groaned. "From now on," he mumbled, crawling into bed, "I'll do me job properly."
And, rubbing his aching legs, he fell fast asleep.